Were you surprised about three games instead of two? Because, I mean, precedent had been two
games. I wasn't concerned with the number of games. That it's out of my control.
So Sean, is this a distraction for you right now?
What is?
Suspension and trying to come here?
That's a long time from now. I just checked in, you feel me? Tomorrow I get to go out there, do the conditioning test, be out there with my guys. I have a full preseason of work, to, you know what I mean, to go in. You know, that's a long time from now. I'm not really worried about it.
Well, you ready? You ready for the grind of the next 3 weeks?
I don't know if you're ever really ready for the grind, you know, but I definitely look forward to it. You know, this is one of the greatest things about NFL. You know, it's a love-hate thing, but camp is the time, you know, for the players to come up here and bond and get to know one another and, you know, just put that hard work in to go out there and to be the best, because we all know where we want to be at the end of the season.
Eric Berry mentioned the other day that you went down to visit him in Atlanta and spent some time with him there. And what I mean, why did you do that? What did it mean to you to go down there and support your friend?
That's my brother. You know what I mean? This is somebody I've only known a couple of years, but, you know, the impact he's had on my life has been ridiculous. You know, I definitely look up to him. You know, that guy's is an amazing guy. I could sit here for hours and, you know, tell you how great he is as a person. So, you know, whenever I had a chance to go down there and check him out, yeah, definitely.
Can you believe he's here?
Can I? Yes. It's Eric Berry. I mean, the guy's spirit is ridiculous. So, you know, very, very strong person. And I can't wait to see him.
Sean, you might be the most best-dressed person here who's come in and reported for camp. What do you bring with you?
Oh, thank you. I feel a sweetheart.
What do you bring with you to make the comforts of home a little bit better in a dorm room?
Sheesh. You need that comforter. You need something soft under your back because these dorm beds are brutal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a nice bed at home, so I try and bring as much padding as I can to sleep on the night.
I saw a TV. I saw a cart full of
stuff. You need everything. I want to be as comfortable as possible because we're going to be here locked down. There's nowhere to go. So, yeah.
Did you dress for us or do you just look good every day?
I just woke up, closed my eyes, and grabbed whatever's in the closet. And, you know, it happened to be this right here.
Hey, Sean, what is the Sean Smith type of season? What time of season do you expect to have this year?
I can't tell you now. That's going to spoil the fun, right?
Come on, man.
But now it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait to get back out there with the guys. To run out that tunnel, you know, to hear the crowd chanting and screaming and, you know, seeing all that red out there. And it's going to be amazing. I can't really put in words what it's going to be like, but it's going to be something to see.
Couple more guys. Do you expect to be running with the ones tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm just happy to be here with my friends.
Coach, you said that anything to you about that at all?
I just got here.
Do you look at part of your role of this training camp? There's some young corners on this team. You guys play, you know, Rodgers and Manning two of the first 3 weeks of the season. Like, these guys are going to be expected to fill in for you. Is part of your job this training camp to get the young guys ready for that challenge that early?
Well, that's been my role since I've been in the NFL with anybody that's younger than me, because all it takes is one player for me to be hurt, and then they had to step in anyway. So my job is to make sure everybody around me is better, you know, regardless of first team, second team, a safety, a linebacker. I mean, if it's anybody that I can help out on the field, I'm going to do it.
All right. Thank you.